Shalom, everybody. If you have ever seen the inside of a Sefer Torah, you know that the lines in the Torah are not always full lines from one end of a column to the other. Many lines in a Sefer Torah have breaks here and there. Some of these breaks are in the middle of a line, some are at the end of a line, and some of these breaks are in the middle of a line. Sometimes these breaks are very frequent, like for example in the Aseres Adibros or in Az Yashir, and sometimes these breaks are more rare. But no matter how rare, most weekly parshios in the Torah have a number of breaks throughout the parsha. Parshas Balak, however, is one of the rare exceptions. For most of the parsha, there are no breaks in Parshas Balak. Only when we hear about how many people in Bnei Israel sinned with the women of Moab and how they worshipped the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor, only then is there a break in the lines of the Torah. But for the entire parsha up until that point, for the entire parsha of Bilam trying to curse Bnei Israel, there is not a single line, a single break in the lines of the Sefer Torah. And the question is, why? A beautiful and fundamental explanation is given by the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933. This is found in Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah on Parshas Balak in the footnote section called Ma'aseh LaMelech in footnote Beis. The Chafetz Chaim quotes Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. It's the second Rashi in all of Sefer Vayikra. And Rashi there, quoting the Sifra, says that the breaks that we see in the Chumash were put in the Torah by Hashem himself to denote times that Hashem gave Moshe a break, a pause, for Moshe Rabbeinu to reflect and to think about what he just heard. Hashem didn't just relate the entire Torah to Moshe in one long sentence, in one long breath, so to speak. Rather, Hashem paused at certain times, many times, to allow Moshe to think about what he just heard, to absorb what he just learned, to grow from what he just heard, to take it all in. That's why the breaks are there in the Torah. And Rashi continues and says that if Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi in the history of the world, if he needed a time for a break in order to think and to understand fully everything he was hearing from Hashem, then certainly you and I need time to think when we hear things and when we learn things. And the Chafetz Chaim says that that is exactly why there are no breaks in Parshas Balak. Bilam experienced incredible things on his journey to curse Bnei Israel. He had a conversation with God. His donkey miraculously opened his mouth and he spoke. And Bilam saw a Malach Hashem and had a conversation with that Malach Hashem. And with all these experiences, with all these miracles, with all these divine messages, never once did Bilam stop and think. There isn't a single break in all of Parshas Balak because never once did Bilam stop and internalize what was going on. Never once did he take a breath and ask himself what all of these messages mean. And that is one of the many differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and Lahavdil Bilam HaRasha. For Moshe, everything that happened to him, everything he saw, everything he experienced was a learning opportunity. Let me take a break and let me think about what just happened. That's one of the many ways that Moshe became Moshe. But Lahavdil Bilam? Never a break, never a thought, never using an opportunity to think outside of himself and outside of his own needs. And perhaps one can suggest that we've seen this idea before. We've seen this contrast between the Moshes of the world and the Bilams of the world. In Parshas Miketz, when Paro dreamt about the seven fat cows grazing near the Nile and seven sickly cows coming and eating them, the Torah says in Sefer Bereishis Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Dalid that Paro woke up and he went back to sleep. He had this terrible dream, this terrible experience, and he went back to sleep. It was only after the second dream, the dream of the seven ears of grain that grew on a single stalk and seven other thin stalks that grew up next to them. Only then does the Torah say in Bereishis Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Zayin, Vayikatz Paro Vihinei Chalom. Paro woke up. And as Rashi says on that pasuk, only now Paro realized that he experienced a significant, complete message that needed interpretation. The Bilams and the Paros of the world experience incredible divine messages, and they sleep it away. But we also know the story of Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav. Yaakov went to sleep, and he received a most incredible nevuah of the angels and the ladder. And what does Yaakov do? Sefer Bereishis Perek Chavches Pasuk Tazayin, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso. Yaakov woke up, and he did not go back to sleep. He recognized, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, Hashem is here. And there's a message that I need to understand and to internalize. The Yaakovs and the Moshes of the world don't sleep away their messages. They stop and they think about what those messages are and how they can learn and grow from them. Of course, we too receive messages in one form or another. And our job is to emulate Moshe and Yaakov and not sleep away those messages like Bilam and like Paro. Have an amazing day, everyone.